Hello and welcome to the third Lacrubius podcast, featuring the vocal talents of our own Mick McGeough, interviewing the inspirational Brian Richardson, a relatively recent member of the club who's going through an undeniable purple patch. At age 52, Brian is fitter, faster and stronger than he's been before, and this hard work on the tarmac has been repaid with an appearance on the podium. Now, the interview starts more or less straight away with a brief preamble from Mick. Unfortunately, I missed the first couple of seconds of it being slightly slow with the podcast equipment, so apologies to Mick, but please enjoy the interview with Brian.
It's a pretty significant improvement, not least by the fact that he's 52 years of age, so it's a very significant improvement. That performance of 36.40 which he recorded actually earned him his first ever Welsh Championship medal, a silver, which I think is a fantastic achievement as well. That's over a period of 5 years. On a recent front, he's had two runs which actually have showed huge personal improvement. The week before Cardiff, he did Park Run, and his previous best at Park Run was 18.53. And out of the blue, he ran 17.50, a minute's improvement. And then Cardiff, his previous 10k best was 39.04, and then he improved 2.24 in a single hit to 36.40. Now, I think you've improved that quickly. You think to yourself, wow, you sit up and take notice, because obviously somebody is doing something right. And so, without further ado, I'd like you to welcome Brian Richardson. He's going to keep us in suspense.
He's doing it, man.
He's the master of suspense, this man. Okay, welcome, Brian. Obviously, you've got the membership on tenterhooks here. So, what's the big secret?
Should we come back to that? It's in the bag.
Okay. So, let's go back to these two outstanding performances then. Do I need this? Let's concentrate on the parkrun performance first, seeing as it came a week before the Cardiff 10K. Did you actually expect to run that fast?
No, but I expected to do better than I had done previously. I had been running a few 5Ks after the long run on a Saturday, and I'd been doing about 19.15 fairly comfortably, so I expected to have an improvement on 18.53, which I'd actually recorded on three occasions in the past.
In training?
At the park run.
At the park run, right, okay. So, given that you're going to improve, but you weren't sure by how much, how aware during that run, that fast run, were you of your time on the day?
Well, I knew I was going a lot faster than I usually do, because I was putting in the effort and I'd prepared for it. You know, I had the go faster shoes on, but I don't wear a GPS, so I wasn't really aware of, I can't recall the splits, but I recall at 3K looking at my watch and thinking, this is too fast, I'm going to pay for this later on. And then at 4K I felt a little less comfortable, but still I wasn't pulling the kind of faces you pull at the 10K, scaring the kids and the dogs. So I hung on in there, and then when I got to the finish and looked at my watch, I was delighted to see it was under 18, and I hope to see under 18 again one day.
Excellent, so well done on that, Brian. So having done 17.50 at Parkrun, and then running Cardiff 10K the week after, what was your expectation from the previous 39.04?
Well, my hope, of course, was to run a PB, and I was very confident of that. I had run the 39.04 at Atlantic College in 2009. In 2010, I was running faster at that event, but I had a hamstring injury and had to pull out, had to stop. So I thought I would I'd improve, but the goal was to record a PB and not to be disappointed at whatever time that resulted in.
You seem to be being unduly modest, if I may say so. I know this is off the script, but no expectations in terms of time at all? You wouldn't set yourself any specific goals?
Well, I was hoping to do under 18.30. I thought I was more than capable of 18.30. You know, my running partners on Saturday, Martin Williams and Ben Farag and David Coles and Stefan Schultz and Jerry Crispy were all telling me I would do better than that. But as we all know, everybody else's run is always a lot easier than your own.
Okay, so Cardiff, obviously a huge breakthrough race for you, running 36:40. Perhaps you can describe the race for us as you remember it, and perhaps outlining when and when you realised that you were actually going to break 37.
Well, I set out to record a PB there as well, as I described. I was running the first half with some guy wearing a really tatty Croups get-up, pulling horrible faces again. And he kept telling me every MK that we were on for 37 dead. And then at about 6K, I think I managed to leave you. And then I started looking at catching David Coles. I caught him, and I still felt fairly reasonably comfortable. So I knew things were going well. I caught up with some other chap then ahead and thought, well, if I can hang on here, it'll go well. And I didn't look at my watch again until... Well, when I looked at my watch again, 35 just turned to 36, so it must have been in King Edward the 7th Avenue, and I was really, really delighted and surprised at that. So as I got under the time, I threw some kisses to the board and, started to celebrate.
And a silver medal to boot as well, that a big plus?
Absolutely. I never thought I'd ever win a running medal. You know, I'm used to the ones you get at the end of events, but I never thought I'd actually... win on merit. So thanks to Scotty for spraining his ankle and not being in the mix for that.
Okay, members may have noticed that a couple of weeks after Cardiff, obviously, is the Swansea 10K, and may have noticed that you ran 39.5 minutes for the Swansea 10K, yeah. So perhaps you can explain that performance.
Yeah, normal service was resumed. I did that as part of my training for Amsterdam, which is a week Sunday. So I incorporated into my 20-mile run. I arrived early, warmed up, and I did the course twice before actually running the race. And both occasions that I ran it in the pre-race, I was aiming to do several K at marathon pace, which I did. And I intended to do all of the 10K at marathon pace, but of course, as usual, when you run with other people, you get caught up in the tide. So I actually ran it a little faster than I'd intended to.
Okay. You say you've been doing all this training, and it's obviously been for Amsterdam, which is on the 17th of October. So given that's just 10 days away, perhaps you can tell us what your goals are for Amsterdam. Incidentally, just for your information, you've run two marathons before, is that right?
That's right.
With a PB of 3:13, okay? So that's the base that Brian is coming from, a previous PB of 3:13. Perhaps you can tell us what your goals are for Amsterdam in 10 days.
Well, the first goal, of course, is to do better than 3:13. And the main goal and the reason I train and the thing I'm going to be going all out for a week Sunday is to go under 3 hours. I don't know if it's possible. I wouldn't have thought it was 6 weeks ago. But on paper, it's possible. The race won't be run on paper. It'll be run on the road. But if the conditions are right, and I hope they are, then I'll give it a good go. I need to improve by 13 minutes and 29 seconds. So not a lot, really.
but given your current form of a 5 and 10K, obviously very possible.
I hope so. I hope so, and if I do, I'll be... if I do a PB, I'll be celebrating. If I manage under 3 hours, then I'll be unbearable for a long time.
Well, you're very modest at the moment, Brian. We hope that continues. But just to say, how is training going now, actually, in preparation as you approach the race?
Yeah, pretty good. I feel fit. I've been doing a long taper, perhaps a bit too long actually. I was reading about 3 weeks tapers, which I've been doing, but I don't do big mileage, so to come down from 55 or so over 3 weeks is possibly too much. But I've had a bit of a cold, but now I'm fit and healthy and I'm going to give it a go.
Okay, I'm sure all the members would like to both congratulate you on all your recent performances. Thank you for your thoughts and wish you well for Amsterdam.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, the bag, yes. What's in the bag? Let's have a look.
Yeah.
What's in the bag? Hang on a second, because there's a sequel. He said the sequels are in the bag, and he's now going to reveal them for you.
Yeah. I thought the purpose of this was the first question, which is, why is one improved, you know, part of the series? Apparently next week it's the Indian sports minister on how to organise a Commonwealth game. but for now, I think my improvement is down to the fact that... I've increased my mileage much more gradually than I've attempted to in the past. I think that's worked. As a result of that, I've been injury-free. from being injury free, I think, is just really, really helps. I've been running with better runners. I mentioned Martin and Dave Cole, so that's been a big help. And then the final thing, which is related to all this, is in the it's in the bag. This is great for the podcast,
it's not a bomb,
isn't it?
Is it? We live in an age of terrorists.
That's right.
It is a bomb.
Yeah. This is what I used to carry around with me a year ago. It's never a good idea to carry the shopping around.
It's a plastic bag.
Yeah. Get our Tesco bag.
You have to be visual about this, Brian.
The reason I've got two big bottles of carbonated water here, but it's not actually the water, it's the weight. The two of these weigh 4K, and that's the amount of weight I've lost in the last year. And I can tell you, if you lift two of these bottles and realise if you're running without them, then it's a big, big help. Now, I know it's weight loss in running is a sensitive issue, and I didn't have masses of weight to lose, although I think Mick did describe me to Derek after the last 10K as a fat slob. but I definitely had a belly, and I had some scope to lose some weight, and I did very gradually. And mainly through increasing mileage and not stuffing my face with biscuits quite as often. And I can tell you it's made a big difference.
Thanks,
well done, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.